Craig Neiman is the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, and each Thursday around this time he joins us for a chat about what's happening in the Shire. Craig, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Robbo. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. The weather's dull, but certainly the place was hopping over the long weekend.
Yeah, lots of people around. The Elvis exhibition has been amazingly well timed. If we had Elvis last year, it would have been really challenging with lockdowns and that sort of thing. But yeah. It's been really, really valuable to our Greater Bendigo tourism market, as well as hospitality. All the hotels and motels are booked out. So, been really fantastic. July 17, Robbo. So we're into the last month nearly.
Yeah.
Of Elvis. So if you haven't been, anyone that hasn't been, book a ticket.
I've got the tickets, just haven't been yet, but it's definitely on the agenda, no question about that.
Good, yeah. Good.
Hey, I mentioned that the weather's been pretty shizen when it's all said and done, but there is certainly going to be a splash of colour before too long because the old bulbs are being planted for the tulips.
Exactly. Time to get out and plant. Our Parks and Open Space team plant 53,000 bulbs this year, all different colours and sizes and in fact, blooming time, so we try and spread the blooming period longer, so that we hope that they'll be out about mid-September through to early October. This started back in 2003, Robert, so it's close to 20 years.
Wow.
When the drought was on and we were looking for something to lift the city, and someone came up with the idea of planting some tulips in the middle of winter to bring a big display in spring. So great work by our Parks and Open Space team. It's a great exhibition and display that happens every year. So
yeah.
The planting's going on right now. The planting's happening, and we look forward to watching them grow and then display a bit later on.
Good stuff, yeah. Now, an opportunity to meet the Mayor. What are the details for this?
Yeah, so the Mayor's available to meet with people. She's got some spare time. Not a lot of spare time, but some time in her diary. Including today at between 4 and 5 p.m. if anyone wants to come in and have a chat. You can make an appointment to come in and see the Mayor in the Mayor's office, but you need a vax certificate to come into the building. Otherwise, online or other locations can be arranged. So today, Friday of next week, Thursday the 30th, Friday the 8th of July, anyone that wants to make an appointment just to come in and have a chat to the Mayor and talk about topics that are important to them can call 5434 6207, or probably just ring our 5434 6000 number, and we can arrange a time for those meetings to happen.
Okay. Now, this one I'm interested in, a little bit cryptic from my perspective, a topping out event. Tell me about that.
Yes. This is Galkangu, which is, some people will still refer to it or know it as GovHub, so the building that's being built on the city's former council building site. It's a building milestone. This one is where they reached the top height of the building. So they've actually put the roof on. So they've reached the top level of where they will be building to. So the builders like to celebrate that. And in doing so, we had Minister for Regional Development, Marianne Thomas, here yesterday with local member for Bendigo West, Marie Edwards, and Development Victoria. And quite a few of the tenants were there to witness that event, and to really demonstrate a milestone in the project so that builders can really get into fitting it out. And you know, they're putting the glass facades on at the moment. There's lots of timber in that building, all sourced from Victoria. And of course, we've got local builder Fairbrother heavily involved in the construction and lots of local trade. So it's been a really big one for local economy.
Yeah.
I think the intended time for finish, Robbo, is the very end of this year, very start of next year.
Okay.
We hope to be moving in the city, and along with quite a number of other state government departments, in about March next year.
Terrific.
Fantastic.
All righty. And just finally, National General Assembly.
Yes, this is a local government National General Assembly in Canberra every year. The Mayor and CEO generally go up to this, so we're heading up Sunday. Councillor Andrew Metcalfe and I, and we'll be, whilst attending the conference, also trying to catch up with some key government politicians and senior bureaucrats about projects and matters that are important to Greater Bendigo. So there'll be lots of key speakers at this, from government, from topic experts around circular economy and climate change and regional development. And we discuss a lot of national issues around funding for local government, roads, the economy, issues that are happening right now. So pretty big event for a few days. We'll be up there Sunday, come back Wednesday.
Terrific. Well, good luck. And, yep, always good to get out there and meet them face-to-face. Might put a bit of pressure on them.
Indeed, yeah, indeed.
Show me the money, as the famous movie line says. All right, Craig, listen, thanks for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, good on you, Robert.
Good on you. Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call.